It's Thursday, the day we share with you some comments from our listener email, and our interview with Daryl Lambert, the Eagle Scout in Port Orchard, Washington, who was kicked out of scouting for being an atheist, drew lots of letters.
Sean McGorry, a Cub Scoutmaster in Cincinnati, wrote, "Mr. Lambert seems to display all of the qualities we could ever hope to see in a youth leader. It is sad to think that the youth of Seattle will be deprived of his leadership."
Such a great pity that a moral and upstanding young man of Mr. Lambert's caliber should be forced to abandon an organization that he obviously loves. That's from David Britz of Rumson, New Jersey. Britz writes that it's ironic that scouting professes moral leadership, yet this untenable situation exists because this young man has the moral integrity not to lie about his personal religious beliefs.
But many other listeners agreed with Mark Shepherd of the Woodlands, Texas, who identified himself as an Eagle Scout for the past 35 years. "While Lambert seemed like a nice young man and a good citizen," Shepherd writes, "and I, for one, do not believe that you have to believe in God to be a good citizen, the Scout oath begins with the words, 'On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country.' I would question why Mr. Lambert would take an oath he had no intention of living up to."
Many people expressed strong feelings about Kathleen Schalk's report on a compulsive gambler's lawsuit against the casino where he lost his savings. Christine Pruitt of Louisville, Kentucky writes, "No one forced him to gamble, but if he wants someone to blame besides himself, he should look to his fellow citizens who voted to allow Casino Astar to exist in their community in the first place as an attractive nuisance and temptation. Those who play with fire should not cry when they get burned."
And Krista McCune of Tucson, Arizona asks, "How can NPR report this story with a straight face? What happened to personal responsibility? These people are supreme examples of individuals wasting the American justice system's limited resources."
Which brings us to our next email. Paul Hankus of Madison, Wisconsin, questioned our coverage of Winona Ryder's conviction yesterday for grand theft and felony vandalism. He writes, "I was positively floored yesterday to hear that NPR would devote any of its precious airtime to an insipid report about yet another celebrity figure gone astray. America needs to abandon its continuing and hollow infatuation with all things celebrity and pay attention to issues that actually matter in our daily lives."
Patrick Randolph of Stansfield, North Carolina, discovered an error in commentator Mark Allen's Halloween essay, reflecting on his algebra teacher who came to school for Halloween dressed as an ape. Allen remarked about looking into her primate face and seeing the human side of her. Randolph says, "But I think he meant to say simian face, since all humans are primates."
Let us know where we've gone wrong or right. Email your comments to atc@npr.org, and be sure to let us know where you're writing from and also how you pronounce your name.